Edgy. This is the story of Hall Wines in Napa Valley, California, written by Lisa Perotti Brown for The Wine Palette. Hall Wines has never been content to play the reverential game that characterizes so much of Napa Valley. From the start, it has operated with a deliberate swagger, part architectural statement, part cultural experiment, and at its core, a serious Cabernet Sauvignon house built on a growing map of Napa terroirs. Founded in the 1990s by Catherine Walt Hall and Craig Hall, the winery grew out of a mix of ambition and curiosity rather than inherited tradition. Their first move, purchasing Sacrash Vineyard in 1995, was less about nostalgia and more about potential. The site, perched above Rutherford on volcanic soils, would become the backbone of the brand. But early momentum was tested when a structural fire in 2000 destroyed the inaugural vintages. Many would have pulled back. The Halls doubled down. Today, Hall is not just a winery. It's a multi-estate operation spanning Napa Valley, sourcing from 13 of the region's 17 AVAs and farming over 260 acres. That scale is not accidental. It's strategic. Different vineyards contribute different elements, says Megan Gunderson, vice president of winemaking. You get power from mountain sites, plush fruit from the valley floor, and aromatic complexity from cooler areas. The goal is always to let those places speak. Gunderson herself didn't arrive through the usual romantic route. I have a degree in biochemistry and molecular genetics. The original plan was to become a doctor, she says. Wine wasn't the plan. That changed in 2001, when she took a Harvest Lab internship at Robert Mondavi Winery. I packed my car and drove to Napa. That fall, I fell in love with the entire concept of winemaking. The timing mattered. Mondavi was still under family ownership, and Gunderson absorbed a culture that treated wine as both craft and institution. Stints at Saint-Supéry and Dominus Estate followed, where she deepened her technical grounding and, crucially, her exposure to viticulture. At Dominus, I was able to learn about vineyards in a serious way and travel to Bordeaux. That was very inspirational, she says. By the time she joined Hall in 2005 as an oenologist, the foundation had already been laid. Since then, she has helped develop a program characterized more by controlled diversity than by a specific house style. We're producing balanced, delicious wines that are representative of where they are grown, she says. That means thoughtful farming, precise harvest decisions, and a team that's deeply invested in every step. That philosophy is most clearly expressed in the vineyards themselves. Sacrash remains the emotional and structural core. It's really the vineyard that started it all, Gunderson says. The soils are volcanic tufa, extremely limiting, and we're at about 600 feet elevation with the moderating influence of Lake Hennessy. The wines always have depth, tannic structure, and this dark fruit and earth character. It's one of my favorite sites in Napa. Then there are the Platinum Collection sites, where Hall sharpens its focus. Rainin Vineyard on Diamond Mountain is all steep, rocky intensity. You get opulent dark fruit, dark spice, cocoa, extraordinary complexity, Gunderson says. Beller Vineyard, high on Mount Veeder, plays a different game. Elevation, exposure, and a long, cool, ripening curve. It sits above the fog, but still feels the marine influence. That extended hang time gives you profound fruit and deep texture, she explains. What's striking is how little interest Gunderson has in flattening these differences into a single, polished style. The differences between the sites are the point, she says. That's what inspired the Platinum Tier. These vineyards consistently produce singular wines. Cabernet Sauvignon remains the anchor, particularly the Catherine Hall Cabernet, which has evolved from its Sacrash roots into a broader Napa Valley blend. The mandate has always been clear: drinkable on release, but built to age. It's a difficult balance, and one that reflects the broader Hall approach. Accessible, but not simplistic. Polished, but not anonymous. And then there's that rabbit. The St. Helena Estate, with its glass architecture and contemporary art, including the unapologetically conspicuous Bunny Foo Foo sculpture, signals that Hall is playing a different game. This is not a winery trying to disappear into the landscape. It's one asserting that wine belongs in a larger cultural conversation. That idea traces back to Catherine Hall, whose background spans law, diplomacy, and business. Her view that wine can act as a cultural bridge still shapes the brand. But it's Gunderson and her team who translate that philosophy into the glass. "We have an exceptionally long-tenured and dedicated team," she says. "Everyone is committed to making the most exceptional wines, and that matters. You can't fake that level of care." In a region crowded with legacy names and increasingly polished narratives, Hall Wines stands out by refusing to choose a single identity. It is at once entrepreneurial and technical, artistic and agricultural, expansive and site-specific. That tension between control and expression, scale and precision, is where the wines find their edge.